Joined here by Bo Butner, who is the winner of our Pro Stock category this weekend. Bo becomes the 17th different Pro Stock winner here at Maple Grove over the 33-year history of this race. It is the fourth career win for Bo, all four coming in the 2017 season. And the last win he had was at Norwalk, where he beat Greg Anderson. That race he did it on a hole shot. This race he did it on some horsepower. So you're the points leader now, as we are basically one-third of the way through the countdown. You came in this year, you wanted to win a championship, you talked about it, but everybody can talk about wanting to do it. Now you're in a position to actually control your destiny.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to grasp, but it's going to still be a long four more races left. So we have to do our job. Got my crew chief here. Every time he shows up, we seem to do very well. So a couple more races, he's in school. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we're going to talk over the phone or FaceTime.
And to fill that out, who is this crew chief of yours?
This guy would happen to be Jack Line. That's I think his dad's name's Jason. Jason, yeah, I know his mom's name, but his dad's name's Jason. But he's learning the car, and I'm pretty sure he knows a lot about the car, way more than Jason. I know he does. So he's been great. He's learning, and it's great to have him.
These conditions, we talked a little bit about it with Eddie Krawick. You know, these last three races have been real hot weather races, and it's been a lot of chassis tuning to get these cars down the racetrack.
Yeah, you have to make good runs, stage good. Actually, here you have to do a pretty halfway decent burnout and hit your mark, which a lot of people don't talk about. But it worked out good for us. I mean, I don't think I made a bad run out of eight, and it shows us the KB team strong, and we kind of showed it today and through qualifying.
You're the only one who came up here all 3 days, so you had a pretty consistent weekend being a number one, holding the number one, and then winning the thing out of the number one spot.
Yeah, it's very fortunate for those 3 days in a row, of course, but it's tough. You can win from 16 here, and a lot of people have done it. But just four consistent runs qualifying and four very good runs and eliminations, and if you do your job at all, which I didn't do the best job today driving, but I did just good enough, and I'll take that.
Is there pressure on you with the gold star? Is there?
That was the most pressure, because I haven't did a lot military-wise in my life. I mean, I had some family in the military, but when you actually get to meet the moms, and they're there, and they're hugging you, and then you say, yeah, I'm going to get your kids in the winner's circle. And you're like, oh, man, wait a minute. I'm glad we could do that for them. I'm sure they're all very happy, and I'm sure I'll hear from each and every one of them.
Just to kind of fill that point out, you had ran decals on the car that were placed there by Gold Star Mothers honoring their fallen children.
The heroes, yep. Yes, they're. I think they're all in Washington, D.C. today. There's 400 of them, so we just saw a little bit of them, and it's a good cause, and we'll do something else with them, I'm sure.
How many did you have? Did you count them?
27.
27?
Yes.
Ended up?
Okay. I needed them all a couple rounds, so it didn't hurt.
Can you talk about facing Greg in the final?
Greg's tough. He doesn't change. And since day one I met him, he's just an animal. This is his life, and he's part of that car or part of whatever car he's in. He wants to win every time, and he's taught me a lot, but he's just the toughest competitor that I have out here, period. But he's also one of my biggest fans, and I'm his biggest fan. We race for the same guy. It's an honor, and it's going to be a good dogfight. There's five to six of us that can let this deal happen, and we're going to try to stay ahead.
I remember you saying, I think it was last year and somewhere, that your dad always told you never go pro stock racing.
Well, I have to reword that. He said to never own a pro stock team or try to run a pro stock team, like what it takes, because he worked very hard. He started from nothing, and he got successful with some car dealerships. He's taught me to work hard. Believe it or not, I brought out this Nitro Fist trailer T-shirt just to play around. I love selling. I love meeting these fans. And for one thing, for NHR to think pro stock doesn't have the fan appeal, they're way off on that one. So I don't know what numbers of their accountants are telling them on that one. It's off, because I can't go anywhere. I can't walk back through here and they grab you and stop and talk. So pro stock's strong, and they need to make it better, and we're here to help them.
Congratulations, Bo. Well done.
Thank you.